So for correlation, for a quantitative predictor, R is the expected direction of change in Y as X increases. The bigger the R, the stronger the relationship. If that X variable is binary, it tells which coded group has the higher R. If the R is positive, the higher coded group has the higher mean on the criterion. If the R is negative, the lower coded group has the higher mean on the criterion. Positive and negative mean what they've meant all along. And again, the size of the R is related to the size of the effect or the size of the group difference. With simple regression, we get more information than we get from a simple correlation. We get that variable or that value A. A is what's the expected value of Y if X equals 0. Math likes to start at 0. So that's what the formula does. If you have an X value of 0, what's your expected Y? It's A. And then B says, for each 1 unit increase in X, how much does Y increase or decrease depending on its sign? And then the one we're going to emphasize today is the multiple regression, where we have multiple predictors, cleverly called X1, X2, and X3, and each has a regression weight. And that regression weight tells the unique and independent contribution of that predictor to the model. What does that predictor do that the other predictors don't? What's the unique contribution?